Granny, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, L. Edwards, motion picture executive, was virtually wiped out yesterday when his theater burned to the ground. And as much as he had failed to protect himself with fire insurance, his loss was complete. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner, Grandpappy Spears, and Mousy Gray in the Jot'em Down store and library discussing this calamitous event.
You mean that Lum didn't have any fire insurance on the theater at all?
No, sure, Mousy. No, not a cent of fire insurance. Ain't that right, Abner?
Yeah, some fella by the name of Taylor in there at the county seat been trying to get Lum to take out some, but he just kept putting it off.
Yeah, that Taylor fella called just yesterday again, didn't he?
Yeah, and Lum claimed he was too busy to see anybody. Told Cedric if anybody wanted to see him, they had to make an appointment or something with him.
Hey, Jiminy, I bound Joe Lum wishes he hadn't been so all fired high and mighty now.
Well, you know how Lum is. Always wants to have folks to think he's a big executive, you know.
Yeah, if he just come down off of his pigeon-toed high horse yesterday and talked to that insurance fella, why, he could have told him to slap his name on a policy and he'd be a rich man, collecting all that money.
Yeah, of course, so that might have looked sort of cute, your grandpap. Him taking out a policy just an hour before the picture show burnt down looked sort of like he done it on a purpose.
Well, the insurance company would have had to prove that first, though.
Yeah, sure.
They already know how the fire started. Nothing.
Well, how did it start, Grandpa?
Oh, that ain't important, Mousy. How it started, it started.
Well, go on, Grandpa. Tell Mousy
how
it started.
Burned down.
Well, you just tell him how it started.
Well, they don't know for sure.
They do, don't it?
It ain't positive, though. I believe they're mistaken, anyhow.
I'll tell you, Mousy. Grandpap laid his pipe down over there yesterday afternoon while he was doing something to the player pianer, and he forgot.
There were the truth in that, Harder.
Must have laid the pipe right in amongst some of the pianer music rolls, and they catched on fire.
There ain't nothing to that, Mousy.
That's what Dick Carlson and Uncle Henry Lunsford figured at how this fire started.
Sassy fresh.
What Lum ought to do is make you pay for everything he lost.
Yeah, I never done it on a purpose, Abner. That is, if I had done it, it wouldn't have been did on a purpose, but I never.
Yeah, they ought to arrest you for something, though.
Well, now, listen here, Abner. Don't forget I lost my 9-1 Lum didn't that far.
You did?
Why, sure. I lost my best pipe, a 75-center, French Brar. That was my player pioneer over there, too. Don't forget that.
That's right. That was yours, wasn't it?
And the music rolls that went with it.
Well, yeah, but that ain't nothing compared to what Lum lost. That picture screen and a projections machine, a batch of films and all them chairs. And he was just renting a chair, so now you'll have to pay for them.
He won't have any money to pay for them either, will he?
Oh, of course.
Taking the words right out of my mouth then, Mousy.
Yeah, he ain't got a cent left. And the building belonged to Dick Huddleston, too. Used to be the cotton warehouse. I reckon Lum will have to pay for that.
Yeah, I'll never get another pipe like that. Had her broke in just right, too. Worst part about it was half full of tobacco. I hadn't smoked it up, I recollect that.
You must not have. It kept burning there and set the place on fire.
I'm the unluckiest fella that ever lived, I believe.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Grandpap, but if I was you, I'd just be careful where I laid my pipe down from now on. And don't lay it down around the store here. I don't want you to burn my place down, I know that. No, sir, I sure don't.
Oh, I'll never get another pipe like that.
Well, what's Lum going to do now, Abner?
Oh, I don't know what he's aiming on doing, Mousy. I know he's planning to open up some other picture shows over in Odin and Cherry Hill and a couple of other towns, but I don't reckon he's got them started yet, had he, Grandpap.
Well, after the bowl of that pipe was kicked up might nigh perfect, sweet as a hickernut.
Well, I know Lum hadn't started a Mousy, so I don't know where he'll turn to next.
Sweet as a hickernut.
Well, doesn't Lum own any of the Jot'em Down store anymore, Abner?
Oh, no, he drawed up agreement, giving him the picture show and me the store, and then we both signed it. Fact is, just before the picture show burnt down, I was begging Lum to take me back in with him. He wouldn't do it. No, he wouldn't do it at all. I begged him to.
Oh, gee, you sure were lucky, weren't you?
Abner's lucky and I'm unlucky. That's the way it goes. Now, I wouldn't have cared if it was just a little old cheap pie, but I paid 75 whole pigeon-toed cents for that thing.
Grandpap, I wish you'd stop talking about that pie.
It was kicked just right, too.
Why, as you, I'd never want to think about that thing again, all the damage it's done.
It never started that place on fire. I know it never.
Say, Abner, do you think that Lum will want to get back in the store now?
Well, I sort of got my doubts, Mousy. You know how proud Lum is, and how stubborn-headed, too. He'll never want to admit to me he made a mistake, I know.
Oh, yeah, you're dead right about that, Abner. Lum would never in the world admit he done wrong yesterday by not taking you back into partnerships with him and getting his half of the store back again. No, not him.
Gee, he wouldn't have anything to worry about if he'd done that, would he?
Of course not. He'd be out of picture show, but he'd have a store to fall back on here.
Yeah, I just feel downright sorrowful for old Lum. No money, ruin, might be hungry for all I know.
Well, I wouldn't feel sorrowful for Lum. He's always got new ideas he wants to take up, or some big business he wants to get into.
Well, yeah, he has ideas, all right. I'll say that for him, big ones.
Yes, sir, you got to hand it to old Lum for that. I bound you he studied up some big idea already. Might be aiming to make a fortune out of it.
Well, that'd be awful nice for him if he could do something like that.
If you want to feel sorrowful for somebody, feel sorrowful for me. Here, I've lost the best pipe money can buy.
My goodness.
You broke up over the Harvey
Well, don't keep talking about that. That's all I've heard. It's one too good.
Sweetest smoking pipe in the whole state of Arkansas. Sweet as a hickory.
Well, you can get another one like it, Grandpa.
I'm in a rut. I keep saying that, don't I?
Yeah, Beckley's got some 75 centers over at his drugstore.
But he ain't got one like that in the mine, though. There was something about that pipe. I don't know what it was, but it was different. Pipes are sort of like humans, you know, when you bite it right down. All look alike on the outside. But now you take, well, now you take the case of Arlo Wormley. Now, there was a fellow.
Wait a minute, Grandpap. Look out yonder.
Arlo Wormley was a man.
Long, coming in.
Aye, Jimmy, it is him, ain't it?
Oh, gee, I haven't seen him since the fire.
Bounty, he's got himself all set up in business.
I hope he has.
Howdy, Long, old boy. Come on in here.
Howdy, Abner. Hello there, Mousy.
Hello, Long.
Yeah, hi, Long.
Oh, just fine, Grandpap. Fine and dandy.
Yeah, looking good.
Oh, yeah. I never felt better, I reckon.
Gee, I sure was sorry to hear that your theater burned down, Mom.
Yeah, that's bad, but that's the way it goes with us big executives. Have to take them chances.
Yes.
One day we're millionaires, and the next day we're wiped out. Ruined. But we come right back again. We'll have another fortune.
Oh, gee.
See, what'd I tell you, Emma?
Yeah.
Fellas like me, big financiers, we live dangerous that way. Awful dangerous. We respect them things, you know, and we love it. Wouldn't live no other way.
Yeah, well, Lum, I was just thinking now if you need a few dollars.
Dollars? Well, I don't need none of them. I can get all them I want.
Oh?
That's what I tell you, Abner. I bound you already got yourself into a new business, ain't you, Lum?
Well, yeah. Got several big things lined up, sort of. Don't know which one of them I want yet. Might have to go out to Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yeah, they're sort of anxious to get me out there. As long as I know the moving picture business well now.
Well.
Expecting a call from them any minute.
Well, I do know. Good for you.
Well, I just thought I'd drop in and say hello. I'm just on my way to supper. Any of you fellas going home to supper now?
Well, no, I can't leave yet, Mom. It ain't closing now.
I ain't hungry myself.
Well, I better get going then. Down to the restaurant. You know, that restaurant food ain't been agreeing with me lately.
It ain't, huh?
No, when you come right down to it, there ain't nothing like a good home-cooked meal.
No, there ain't.
Yeah, I agree with you, Lum.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Well, I better run along.
Mousy, you ain't going home to supper long about now, are you?
Mousy, Gussie won't have it ready yet, Lum.
Uh-huh. Well, better get going. You know, it's a peculiar thing how a supper always tastes better when you eat it with somebody else instead of by yourself. I don't know, it just tastes better somehow or other.
Yeah, well, I never had noticed. Of course, I don't generally eat by myself, though.
Well, you ought to try it. It's no good at all.
Thanks, huh?
Well, I reckon I better be running along. Do wish I had somebody to eat with, though.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. I believe I got an idea.
You have? What is it?
Well, I just closed up the store early, and we're going to eat together down at the restaurant.
Oh, the restaurant.
Now, why don't you come along with us, Grandpap?
Yeah, I believe I will, as long as this is on Lum.
Why, sure, we'll have a good time.
Wait a minute now. Are you sure we want to eat down at that old rundown restaurant, though?
Well, I don't know no other place around here to eat.
Of course, all you can get there is restaurant food, you know.
Well, natural, sure.
You don't get them home-cook suppers there.
Oh, no, of course not, no.
About the only place you can get a home-cook supper is in a home.
Yeah. Well, I'm sort of sick of them home-cooked meals anyway, Mom. Don't worry about that. I'll enjoy the change, something wonderful. Come on, Grandpa, let's go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Now, how about you, Bouncy?
Wait now, just a minute, fellas. Before we rush out, there's a little business matter I got to take care of.
Why, sure, go ahead. What is it you got to do, Mom?
Well, it's still sort of confidential. Can't tell you right now.
Oh, I see.
Mousy, could I see you out in front of the store half a minute?
Why, yes, sir.
Well, come on in.
Yes, sir.
It'll just take a second, sir.
Yeah, all right. We'll be getting our coats on. Come on, Grandpa, let's get ready. Doggies, I'd give anything in the world to know what it is that Kim and Mousy are talking about.
Maybe it's some big business deal, I know.
Oh, there. Bound to be. Don't reckon he's going to take Mousy along with him out there to Hollywood, do you? Make a moving picture actor out of him.
Well, I tell you, nothing surprised me. When that lum gets to studying on something, wait a minute, there comes Mousy back.
Huh? Huh?
I wish he'd tell us what it's all about.
Yeah, me too. I'm just dying to know.
Say, fellas, Lum's awful sorry, but he can't take you to supper tonight after all.
He can't?
No, sir. Well, it seems that somebody's invited him over to their house for supper.
Somebody has. Who is it, you know?
Well, as near as I can figure out, it's me.